10 o'clock, I will officially welcome you to What's Up Lagos! I guess that, you know, it's enough for us to scream because guess what? A Nigerian is making us all proud right now as we speak. She has broken the Guinness World Record of the longest cooking by a single person. And now she's about to set a new record. Hey, it can only get better, right? So what's up, Lagos? How you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. I hope that you made the best of your weekend. You slept well. You enjoyed yourself. Ate good food. Didn't have to run around in traffic, even though you had to do it today. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Lagos. My name is Mary Anacol, riding solo this morning. 11 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. From now till 12 o'clock, we're making sure that no matter how cold and wet it is outside, it's going to be a fun-filled 2 hours because this is where Lagos's best conversation resides. As usual, on Mondays, we muse, and right after that, first, of course, we sound off, and then we go into our musings for the day. Because it's Monday, we have an abridged version of What's Up Lagos, because at 11:30, I beg your pardon, we have Power Solutions. But then we make the best of our 1 hour, 30 minutes, don't we? So good morning. We will be sounding off earlier this morning, and our sound off is going to be all beautiful and gloomy and filled with praises, because you already know Hilda Bassey making us proud. Yes. And of course, we'll be musing this morning. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it promises to be an interesting Monday morning. Yes. And I cannot wait for us to get into the show. What are we waiting for? What's up, Lagos?
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Now, Hilda Bassey has set a new cooking world record set by a Nigerian. Well, she is obviously a chef, we know. She's also, I think, an actress and some sort of an influencer. Well, she has been cooking for about 88 hours. And she's just about 15 minutes, if I'm correct, ahead of the 87 hours, 45 minutes set by Chef Lata London from India in 2019. But Hilda is still cooking as we speak because she intends to set a new world record of 95 hours, which will see her cook till 4 p.m. this evening.
Wow.
I mean, I like to cook, but 88 hours. Lord have mercy. I mean, she, oh my God. In fact, when she started, you know how you don't want to, you're onlooking because you don't want to have palpitations. I was worried half the time. So what I do is just go and take a peep, one eye open to see how many hours she's done. I was so, I felt like I was the one cooking. I felt that worried. But she, you have to be, it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of determination. You have to be very resolute to be on your feet for 88 hours. 88 hours cooking. I mean, and it makes me really, think about what exactly do you love doing that you could do for 88 hours straight? Oh, this. I'm answering mine. This. I would do this for 100 hours stretch. and take breaks, like she's taking like 5 minutes break and come back. Oh yes, just give me water, just keep me, you know, just keep me, you know, give me water, that's all, or maybe tea or coffee, I'm good. But we must applaud her. Look at the kind of attention that she's gotten. Nigerians are very supportive people. Take it or leave it. I love how young people band together to make sure that, you know, one of us wins. Now, Hilda Bassey is from Akwa Ibom State, for all I know. But look at how Lagos showed up for her. Look at how she's able to bring governors, senators, I mean, celebrities, all, you know, cheering for her. I have not seen this kind of thing in a long time, since after NSAS. So Hilda Bassey, big ups. And we're supporting you, we're rooting for you, wherever we are. We might all not be out there in the rain, but gosh, Lagosians, bless your hearts. I saw them in the rain, clapping, supporting. I mean, who wouldn't want to break a 100-hour record with those kinds of people outside supporting, clapping, singing, and just banging on for you? It's amazing what she's doing, setting a brand new world record. I mean, the sky is just a starting point for Hilda. And thank you, Nigerians. Thank you, Lagosians. Thank you for being so supportive. And young people in Nigeria, nobody should ever take you guys for granted, because you know what? You guys are the best. And that's Sound Off. All right, 18 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up, Lagos? It's a very cold Monday. I mean, I, for once, has been looking forward to the rainy season really coming on strong. And last night, I slept so good. There's nothing as soothing as the sound of rain while you just are trying to doze off. It's, I don't know about you, but it makes me just snooze immediately. And I like sleep. I like sleep. If you know me, I love my sleep. Nothing can come between me and my sleep, except it's something of national importance, you know? But once again, my name is Mary Ann Okun, and from now till 11:30, because it's an abridged version of the show this morning, thanks to Power Solution at 11:30. But it's time for us to go to our musings this morning. Now, I'm sure that every single friend circle does have that one friend that shows up late for everything. Maybe you have friends who keep to time, but I have a friend, and he knows that I love him, but he is never early for nothing, not even his own wedding. Yes, we can testify today. We're breaking the table for him. But most importantly, do you have that friend that it's when you're calling them to say, I'm almost at the gate, they're saying, I'm coming, let me shower. Sometimes they don't even tell you anything. They say, I'm coming. And in 3 hours, they're still coming. Yes. So today's music is for that friend. Now, imagine that you have one invite. You get to invite one person, yes, to a function, a very big public function. Now, here's the trick. If that friend is late, you win $2 million. In other words, if you can bet that that friend will show up late, you stand a chance of winning $2 million. Who are you inviting and why? It's okay to out that friend today. It's Monday and we're starting with violence. Eh? If you were invited to a public function, and it's a very important one, and you're given a choice to invite one friend, that friend that you're sure never ever goes to any event, not even their own wedding, early, who are you inviting and why? I will tell you guys mine in a few minutes. I know. I think that if I call all my friends right now, including Ufoma, we'll all have the same answer. All of us. Even Sheriff will know this person. We all will have the same answer. Because, you know, every time we have a meeting and they say, where is this person? They say, sir, he's still coming from Ghana. He's still brushing his beard. He's still oiling his hair. Those who are listening know who we're talking about. Eh? But anyway, Lagos, let's muse this morning. 21 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. I'll take just one call before we go on a first break. And when we come back, we're talking about those friends of ours that never come early. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Still alive. Good morning.
Let me stop there because I have more time.
Okay, quick.
Miriam, good morning.
Morning, John. All, yes.
In fact, you are a better servant. You are a good servant. Always, your voice is on Nigeria Info. Aww. People like, I will tell a person that we invite.
Who?
A stretch. Fresh, you always call it.
Let's stretch here.
Secondly, I would like to report this last man on this dark on day. Seriously, you could imagine traffic. They are causing traffic from that's a Chevron toll gate. Traffic from Chevron toll gate, no movement to dark on day. After dark on day, traffic like this down to Victoria Island is free. You can be speeding like 100. You won't see anything like traffic on the road.
Because I just passed
but
by there.
That particular spot in that dark one day, I don't know what is happening with them there. They are just causing obstacles to people.
All right, Jonah.
Jumping into a car, causing traffic on the road.
Jonah.
Stopping people that are making
all right,
calls.
Jonah, because we don't have time. I'm going to, like I promised last time, we're going to get the last man, a spokesperson on the show so that all your questions can be answered. I made that promise last week and I'm going to try to get them into the studio this week. But thank you very much. We're talking about friends who never show up early for anything, sometimes even late for their own weddings. We'll talk about it after this break. It's your What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon. We'll be right back. All right, 10:35 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon. It's a wet Monday morning, but you know what? We're bringing the heat. Yes, I did say that we're going to be outing those our friends that are latecomers, known latecomers, that you know, you can tell that no matter how important, even if the president was going to be at that event, your friend will be late. Yes. I think everybody has that friend in their friend circle, that one friend that never shows up early for anything. And then I asked a question earlier on. I said, if there was a very important public function that you were invited to, but then there was a caveat. The caveat is, if you were to invite a friend that you know will show up late, and if that friend showed up late, you will be going home with $2 million. Who are you inviting? Let's out them this morning. Apparently, somebody has already broken that table. This person says, "What's up, Lagos? My name is Emmanuel from Iyanaworo. My friend that will definitely come late to even any event, including heaven, is Omale Owocho." Huh? Omale, sorry, eh? But learn to come to anything that they're inviting you to early. Because you never know. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins? Do you remember? Try and be coming early. But I would really also want to find out from those people who always show up late, what goes on with them? Is it that they feel like it's okay to be late, or it's just them, they cannot help themselves but show up late? Yeah, I want to know, really. But the numbers, the phone lines are open. Let's talk this morning. We're talking about that friend in your friend circle. It might also be a sibling. It might be a colleague that never ever shows up early for anything, even if they said they were handing out money. They will not be able to show up early. And I told you, I have a friend in my friend circle who never shows up early for nothing. Nothing. Not even his own wedding. He showed up late. Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Or better still, you can send me a WhatsApp message on 0809597578. I got that wrong. I'll take it again. But quickly, somebody's asking me to say it again. I'm going to say it again. You get an invite to invite one person to a function. Now, if they're late, you win $2 million. Who are you inviting? Yes. Don't be afraid. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Cheers to life. Good morning.
Marianne.
Yes.
Did we fight this morning? Because I don't understand. Kutu Monday. It's early Monday morning. Why are you calling my name? I mean, is there an offense? I don't understand.
I knew
There's
it.
No shame to the shameless. There's no shame
it.
To the shameless. There's no shame.
Excuse me. Can you tell the whole world why you're always late?
It's just things. There are things to do now. I don't understand. There are things to do. It's not like I plan to be late, you know. I plan the time and everything. And then I don't get there late.
Oh, yeah, fashionably late.
Yes, I don't know if I'll call you. I mean, in my own case, I always want to be early. Mm-hmm. I just don't get there early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time the worst one that happened, well, it's not the worst one. There are many, but the worst one. So I had a meeting. We had a meeting, and then my MD called two of us in my department that we should come to the meeting. I think it was like 7 o'clock. I mean, who puts a meeting at 7 a.m.? Sure, that's not the point of the story anyway. So I got there. You know, I won't tell you what time I got there.
Hmm.
But when I got there, when I said, good morning, sir, I was like, yeah, good afternoon.
Ah.
You know that?
Ah. Sorry. I'm not saying it. I'm not judging. I just wanted to.
But you cannot judge me.
I
have the intention to get. They just know that one point.
I believe you. I totally believe you.
Thank you. Thank you for the belief. Thank you
for calling. I'll take you to 10:39 is still What's Up Lagos. I will tell you who that friend is. Yes, everybody's saying, it's not even this nice auntie that just called to try to, you know, tell us that she has things to do. Kini, what are the things that you are doing that will make you late for an important meeting? Excuse me. Anyway, who's that friend that if you were to invite them for a function, and guess what? That function is saying, if that friend shows up late, you stand a chance of winning 2 million. Who's the friend you're inviting? Knowing that friend never shows up early for anything. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, to Lagos?
Hey, Mr. Chris. Good morning. Chest to life.
Lady, I'm the action lady.
Yes.
Where is your chief of staff now?
My chief of staff is under the weather. He's lying down under blanket. Does not want to come to work. I'm going to fire him.
No, I wish I had a quick recovery.
Yes.
Miriam, let me shock you. Huh. I don't have friends, so. But who fit come lead where I can beat my chest? Now my daughter.
Wow,
I'm
daddy.
Telling you.
Wow, daddy. You're such a nice daddy. You're outing your daughter on radio. Nice.
No, I'm telling you. I don't know. We'll not be saying the North baby. Not be saying I go do the cooking. You know. Mommy, we are leaving at 10:30. For where? By the time I go, oh, daddy, I'm just finishing taking my bath. I say, look at you. I'm telling you, it's my daughter. Like I said, I don't have friends. Miriam, today is Igwe Victor's birthday. Remember Igwe Victor?
Oh, that's true. Igwe Victor.
Yeah, today is his birthday.
Where is the party?
And his brother's daughter, too. You remember Comrade Up and Silas?
No, I don't know.
Now, one of the foundation members for Nigeria Info.
Okay, foundation members.
If you have anything to do in Gabon, just look for Comrade Up and Silas. It will put you through.
Okay. All
so
right.
I want to wish them good health. They go live long, go get children.
Amen.
The same goes to every one of us,
amen.
Miriam.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chris, for calling. We appreciate it. Happy birthday, Igwe Victor. So where's the party happening? So I can bring my big plates, please. I like Egunje. Where? Anyway, happy birthday to you, Igwe Victor. Somebody here says, what's up, Lagos? I will invite my wife with my full chest. Ralph from Satellite. Call her name now. If you have full chest, call her name. If you want to sleep in your house this night, call her name. Call her name and see yourself. Another person says, this person says, good morning, Marianne. Some people are just grossly indisciplined and believe that they do not owe it to anyone to be on time. Then plenty for my workplace. Call their name, Tosi. Call their name. We want to, let's break table for them today. Call their names. What are you afraid of? Call their names. I will tell you my own friend's name. I will tell you. And he knows himself very well. I'm sure all other friends of ours know who I'm talking about this morning. But today, we are breaking table for him. All right, this one says, good morning, Marianne. If there's anyone I can invite, then it has to be my girlfriend. She can be late for Africa, Jerry. It's M. Godwin. Thank you very much for your message. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. You can also join the conversation if you are on WhatsApp. That's 0809-59-75805. I'll take it slowly. 0809-59-75805. That's where you can send your message to. Or you can tweet out at us on WhatsApp, Nigeria Info FM. Yes, we are on Twitter. If you were invited to a function, yeah, and the function has a caveat, you're inviting this one person to that function with you. But the caveat is that if they are late, you get to win $2 million. Who are you inviting? Don't be afraid. The Lord is on your side. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hello?
Ah.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. What's up, Lagos?
Okay, what's up, Lagos? Hey,
cheers to life.
Sunshine, baby.
Ah.
Okay, nice.
Listen gives you great talk every day.
What's up, Lagos? This shout is for Hilda Bassi, by the way. All right, 10:48 Lagos, and we are asking you, what's up? What's happening? We're talking about latecomers, perpetual latecomers. We've got about 9 minutes on the clock. Apologies to Ahiwe, Zeta had to come in. You know, she's a very interesting young lady. Anyway, we are asking you a question about that friend of yours that, or maybe family member, that never ever shows up early for anything. Thank goodness somebody called in to say that she plans. It's just that she never shows up early. She plans to show up early, but she ends up coming late. I would have told her to need her. Let me lay my hands on her. Call me back. I have word of knowledge for you. Yes. Anyway, the thing is, we're asking you, you get invited to a function, but you get to invite one person that you know, you're certain, never ever shows up early for anything. And if that person shows up late, you stand a chance of winning $2 million. Who are you inviting? And tell us why. All right, back to WhatsApp before we go back to the phone lines. This one says, hello, Marianne. You don't have to cut corners just to call my name with your full chest. Eh? Imagine coming late to your own wedding and everyone, including my wife, was scared. I had developed a cold feet and ran away. My best friend, Large Fish, who lives in Germany, just like me, birds of the same feather. Okay, Prince from Netherlands. So, hey, you better ask yourself, well, no, late comers. All right, thank you, Prince, for sending that message. This is for Obinna from Lagos Island. I will invite my Lotta. He is good at coming late. I always tease him that he will come late to his own funeral. Wow, you're mean. You're mean! Okay, this is from Obi Jazz from Tel Aviv in Israel. Oh, really? He says, my own is my wife. I swear, that woman can take forever to get ready for any function, even if it's to go to the market. Obi Jazz. Tell your wife to knee down. In fact, bring her close to the radio. Let her lay her hands on the radio because I want to pray. I need to cast out that demon. I'm joking. All right, we got about 7 minutes on the clock to take your thoughts and your comments on this particular issue. Don't forget, $2 million is at stake here. I'm not even playing. $2 million. And who's that person you're inviting? Because you have to win the $2 million. You know, we need money. Yes. Okay, let me go back to WhatsApp. This one says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? This is Daniel from Ikoyi. The friend I know who will always show up late is Dari. Dari, we were to watch Black Wakanda. Okay, I'm sure you mean Black Panther Forever. Wakanda Forever, yes. And this guy came 25 minutes before the movie finished. So you wait. Sorry. So you wasted your money, Daniel. Sorry, eh? Sure, you have just left him at home and used that money to do something else. Bele, I understand. Phone line 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. That's for everybody. But the ladies, you can call 0146571190. That's 0146571190. That's ladies. And if you want to join the conversation, WhatsApp is also open. If you're listening to us from outside the country, you want to be part of the conversation, we got 6 minutes, so you can quickly call on Skype. We're Nigeria Info on Skype. Feel free to call us and call the person's name. We're not afraid. Yes, you have my backing. What can I do to you? They can't do anything. No. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mary Ann. Pino.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah,
Fatangwa is nowhere to be found.
Send me to all of them. Okay, Chris, good morning.
Igwe, where's our birthday cake? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You know, it's not birthday, it's birthday, because you'll be bye-bye on that day.
Yes, it's happening somewhere in Edibo.
Hey, Edibo is far. Are you going to send me a chopper, man? Because I got to be there.
So I will ferry you across through Kano.
One day, don't Kano. Use to play with water. One day, please. I don't want to have this conversation again. Please.
Okay, let's fire off. Mm-hmm. As you know, we'll continue with the conversation. Madame, it's good to be alive. Before I go to the topic, it's good to be alive.
But
this time last year, I never knew I would be celebrating another birthday. Honestly, I was on a very strong threshold of death.
Oh.
A lot of complications came after my brain surgery. I never knew I would see another baby.
Thank God.
In fact,
thank God.
All the glory be ascribed to the Almighty.
Thank God. God is good. Yes.
Thank you, Oga Chris, for always taking a shout out to my baby.
Uh-huh.
If there's anybody I will always invite to win some amount of money, it is Kinsilo Onyegule, my former classmate in Imo State University. He never had any time to attend lectures on time.
Hey.
In fact, after every lecture, he will come and collect a note from me. He never attended any lectures on time. He's a very great student.
And I'm sure the lecturers all knew him as a latecomer.
Everybody knew him as a pathological late-goer. Although I don't think he will be listening because he's now based in Port Harcourt.
Ah, that's why you're calling his name anyhow. You'll be shocked. Igwe, happy birthday. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
All right, have a blast, all right? 3 minutes before we go, I'm going to quickly take another call before we wrap things up here. How about that? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Morning.
What's your name? Where are
Grandma
you
from? Grandma Lara from Ikoto.
Grandma Lara, how your day? How you day? How your body?
Well, I'm just trying to get better.
You'll be fine. You'll be
just
fine.
Just did eye surgery.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be okay.
First, happy birthday to Igwe Victor.
Mm-hmm.
My own birthday is Thursday.
Please, why are we celebrating?
The late coma. It's my son, Boyega. If there's an award for going late or coming late anywhere, he will win it.
So, Grandma, that means that $2 million is sure for you now.
Of course. Even if he knows that I'll be winning $2 million if he comes late, my dear,
he will still come. Boyega needs to kneel down. Let me pray for him. Call him. Let me pray for him now.
I'll
call him. All right, Grandma, get well soon. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anacle. We will be going for a break to bring you the news at the top of the hour 11, but the show continues on the other side. And we're still talking about perpetual latecomers. I'm sure that every single person knows one person who would never show up early. I used to have a colleague. Let me start with that colleague, then I'll talk about my friend. I used to have a colleague. His name is Efeon Ekpeyon. We call him Doubly. Chuma would know him very well. And Doubly and I used to work for the governor of my state back in the day. And, you know, if you work in government house, you always have, you know, a call that would say, hey, the governor is seeing so person. You have to be there right now. And Doubly would tell you, 1 hour to when he's supposed to be there. I'm almost there. I'm by the gate. You see me now. I'm turning into the gate. 1 hour later, he's still coming. He said, just look, turn around. You'll see me now. He's not there. And you can be rest assured that you will go and meet the governor by yourself because he's still somewhere. So you have to handle whatever the governor needs you to handle at that point. And we knew after for some time, I used to believe him. Then it occurred to me that Baba de Wine Meal, he never ever showed up really early. I mean, except I'm sure maybe he had to be threatened by his own boss or something, but he never showed up early. But he's not as bad as this other friend of ours, and I'll tell you who he is on the other side of the clock. In the meantime, we're going to go for a quick break and bring you the news at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock. Right after that, we're still talking about latecomers, people who show up late for everything, including their own wedding. So Doubly tries, but he's not as bad as this our friend. Yes, this our friend came late for his own wedding. At least Chuma can confess to that. Yeah, it was bad. It is bad. He showed up late also for his 40th birthday. Yeah, we waited hours, 3 long hours. So we're sure that we can have $2 million to ourselves because he will not show. Even if he tried to show up early, he will still show up late. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't forget, you can send us a WhatsApp message. Our WhatsApp is open. On Twitter, you can also send us a message. It's at Nigeria Info FM. If you were to invite a friend to a function, and you were to... The caveat is that if the person shows up late, you will get $2 million. Who's the friend that you're inviting, knowing that they're always showing up late? We'll be right back after this break. And this one goes out to Hilda Bassey, wherever she is right now, and trying to, you know, beat that world record. In fact, she's beaten it, but she's trying to set a new world record. And I'm so profoundly, excitedly proud of her. And we're saying, Buga, Buga, big up your chest, girl, because you know what? You have done what no man was able to think that you can do. That's nonsense English, but you understand what I mean. So what's up to Hilda Bassey there from What's Up Lagos? Hilda Bassey, Buga.
This is What's Up Lagos.
All right, yeah, we did tell you that we are going to be back to talk about this. We're talking about latecomers. Latecomers, the ones that are chronic, they're unable to help themselves. No matter what they do, they will always show up late for anything that they're being invited to. And I did ask a question before we went on that news break. You get an invite to invite one person to a function. Now, if they are late, you get to win $2 million. I didn't say $2 million. $2 million. Who are you inviting? I started by saying that we all have that friend or family member or, you know, colleague who never, ever shows up early for nothing. They can't even save themselves. And in their mind, they're early. And so they're looking at you when you say, why are you late? I'm not late. Like, I tried my best. I'm here, aren't I? Well, I've heard two people that are saying that. I'm screaming their name. I'm not screaming your name. You know yourself. You know what you are. Yeah, but I would like to be your friend so I can win $2 million, because I know that you can't help yourself. But we're breaking that, you know, we're breaking tables this morning and calling their friends, or your friends, my friends, all our friends and colleagues who are latecomers. We're calling them out this morning. Call their name with your full chest. Someone even called his wife's name. You don't want to sleep in the house today. This one says, good morning, Mary. When it comes to late coming, I set and break world record. Hey, I'm not even ashamed. He says, I repented, though. I used to go to church late, which I have adjusted. With the determination of proper planning, I changed totally. But most times, I usually commit to late coming. So you commit to late coming. Ah, brotherly, David Ibiam. Well done. This one says, good morning, Marianne. The person I would invite is Tunde Adeniro. He's a colleague in the office. He can never meet up to... Ah! Tunde Adeniro, my dear friend's colleague. When are you going to start going early for something? Eh? Because the world is watching. Tunde. Oh. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. Now, if you're a lady, you can call 01-465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. Or better still, if you are listening to us from outside the country and you want to participate in the conversation, call us up via Skype on Nigeria Info. But on WhatsApp, you can send us a message, 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. We'd like to hear from you. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Marianne.
Good morning.
This is a new caller.
Oh, first time caller. Please turn off your radio.
Okay.
Have you
How
done?
Far?
Oh, yeah, give us What's Up, Lagos. Scream. Let's hear you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. First time caller, welcome to the show. So you see, look to your left, you see one sister in a red dress.
Melian,
yes.
I just want to use myself as an example.
Ah, latecomer.
Use myself, I'm telling you.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes this latecomer sometimes is being as he is to say the spirit.
The spirit, yeah.
I think the same thing is the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying, I try. Even, let me tell you, sometimes I have missed a lot.
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Promise me something.
Ah.
And you waited for me and I came late.
Ah,
and the person left.
Yeah, sure that that's not. Are you sure it's not your village people that are coming after you?
I lost the money. Somebody promised me money.
Ah.
I tell you the truth. This is a spirit. And I'm trying to amend it. But you know, the thing is coming up day and day.
Oh, yeah, let's. Nida, let me pray. I need to cast and bind that spirit out of me. Now! Leave! Come out!
Yeah! And you know, the time I have with, you know, let me tell you, the thing wanted to happen.
Ah!
As the thing wanted to happen, it's not that my best man is sleeping with me in my house.
Hmm.
The thing wanted to happen, he's the one that gingered me, he's the one that woke me up.
Ah!
I'm telling you the truth, too.
I have the solution to this problem. You are going to do 10 weeks of dry fasting. 10 weeks dry fasting. Eh? And we are going to go to Mount Horeb, me and you, because we have to kill this demon in your body. It came from the village. We're gonna end it. How about that? Call me later. We're gonna deal with it. We got 4 minutes on the clock and we want to take more of your thoughts and comments. This one says, any day and any time, I will mention Sophia Okeke, my former colleague. Ah, Obeteng, how dare you? Well, Sophia Okeke, please amend their ways. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning.
Tomorrow I will go collect my phone.
Okay, tomorrow you call me. All right, this is... Good morning, Marianne. If there's one person I should invite, it's my wife, Lizzie. She's addicted to late coming, to stupor. In fact, I can't remember when she is 10 minutes late to church or walk in over 5 years. Chinedu from Aja. Hi. Lizzie, Chinedu's wife. Dalo, can you help yourself and be coming early? Can we do alarm clock for you? Will it work? Or even if you wake up early, you will still... be gallivanting until it is late. Ne, come for prayers. I got you. This one says, Marianne, my invitee to collecting that cool $1 million is Ojuma Christian, my former colleague in the office. Ah, Ogwedes Nduka Steven from Festac. Thank you for your message. Hey, God, they are outing their colleagues like this. It's like they are, if I perish, I perish. That's what they are doing. It's time for me to out that my own colleague and friend. Colleague turned friend. So he used to be my co-anchor on the Morning Crossfire back then, Nigeria Info Port Harcourt. I'm sure everybody now knows what I'm talking about. Kofi Bartels can never be early for anything. Take me to court. Never. Kofi was late for his wedding, late for his 40th birthday. Always late. Kofi has never showed up early for nothing. I've prayed. We have fasted. We have even done deliverance. Maybe we have gone to Babbage. It's not working. I think we have to take him to the river in Ghana. Maybe it will change it. Hi, Kofi, you know we love you. Happy 40th birthday. All right, in a few minutes, we're going to go for a quick break and bring you some messages. And then we're still taking... It's okay. Call that friend, your family member, your colleague, that one that never shows up early. You are sure that you're going to get $2 million. Cool million. Because they won't show up. Now, the trick is... You're invited to a function, but then you're allowed to invite a plus one. But your plus one must be late so that you can win 2 million. Who is that person? You don't have to tell them anything. You don't have to tell them to come late. You know that they perpetually show up late for everything. Who's that friend? Who's that colleague? Or who's that family member? 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. Now, if you are... on Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info FM. Just send us a tweet or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-5975-805. And you know, I started by also saying that I'd like to pick the brains of the people who always show up late for stuff. Two people, okay, one person called and another sent a message that they try. In fact, two people have called so far to say they try. It's like the last caller said, it's like a spirit. We're gonna break it. I'm here. I have the anointing to break it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Oyokomi Adeokunle. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, let me start by saying this. Even if you said, if I didn't come late, I'll be the one to win that $2 million. I'm very sure I will not see you.
Hi. I want to be ashamed for you, but there's no need. Ah. What's the challenge?
Like Angela Fala said, This is spirit.
It's a spirit. You are blaming it on the spirit.
I've gone late to almost everything.
Why can't you determine almost, that you will come early?
Sometimes you are wake up early. Mm-hmm. You want to go, but you wind up going late. Ah.
I'm sorry, I can't help you now. I don't know, maybe you have to go to your village to go to the riverside to do the, you know.
Maybe I will just do that. I'm tired of it. As you're just saying it this morning, I was just laughing. I said, no, that would mean this thing is true.
It's true. But thank you very much for calling. We got to go for a break, Lagos. When we come back, it's still What's Up, Lagos, and I am Mary Anna Cohn. It's Lagos's best conversation, and it resides right here on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. We got about roughly 9 minutes before I yield the mic for Power Solutions. But we're talking about people who come late for every single thing, including their weddings, their birthdays, things that they, you know, not usually would hold dear to themselves. They show up late. But then here's the trick. You're invited to a function and you're allowed one plus, okay, plus one rather. Now, that plus one needs to come late so that you stand a chance of winning 2 million. Now, you don't have to tell that person to come late because you know that they naturally are latecomers. Do you have that friend? Do you have that neighbor? Do you have that colleague or even a family member? Who are they? Call their name with your full chest for the next 9 minutes. Let's do this. So this one says, good morning, my name is Kunle Major from Festac Town, and the person I will call, now you in the studio, Walai, when will you share, what are you talking about? No, sir, you didn't get me, did you? All right, this one says, for me, I'll invite Raji Afiz, my classmate in school. Alpha Raji will always come to class late. I learned he came late on his wedding day also. Joseph from Ikorodu, Joseph. Well, it's okay. Alpha, try and become here early. We need you. All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
Hi, Marian. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, your life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ajegunle.
Ah, great.
So I have this friend. Oh, my God. In fact, I'm not exaggerating. Chidima came late for her wedding. She was 1 hour 15 minutes late. Her luck for that day was that it was a mass wedding. Mm. And so before he got, they had to shift her own time.
Ha.
It's that bad. Yesterday, we went somewhere. Chidima still, she was the first. Like, see me here. No. I'm just coming.
That's the one that kills me. Why are you lying?
I was actually at the gate. Like, who I was supposed to pick her up. And she said, I'm looking for you and I cannot see. I said, are you okay?
Please,
look at me. I can't lo and behold. See her coming up from my estate or with the bike. I said, this girl, you will never change.
It's
in fact, once you post any event, you'll be the first to comment. Noted. I'll be there.
She'll be the last person to show up.
Come, or she comes late.
Chidima needs that prayers. I need to do personal prayers with her. Tell me quickly.
It's only your ear, I will tell you. No one, I'll send you a message for that one.
No, wahala. Thank you very much for calling. It means that the person will lock the door. She will sleep outside if she tries it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Did you say we're going for breakfast? Good morning.
How do you know?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Alani from Kamuyama.
All right, Alani, who's that person?
Raji. Your full chest. You call with Kofi's party.
Yes, now.
Maybe that's why you do late night to this time.
Because I'm not there. Stop it. Stop it. I will not be sitting here for you to be talking about Kofi like that. Stop it.
I would like to call out my friend when I was in Yabate again. His name is Samba Oyeni.
His name is what?
Samba Oyeni. This guy, like, if you have maybe assignment or something together, just say, call him. Maybe he might still be sleeping at home or something. He'll just be receiving your call calmly.
That's the one that pains me. They have not even left home. Say, you see me now.
Well, you know, Ina has this kind of attitude. You may be boiling before he comes to shadow. Immediately, you just see this guy. Just have this kind of smile like this.
He feels like, you shall wait for me.
You don't know what to do again.
Oh, my God.
That guy.
I think that those humans are caught from a different club. But thank you very much for calling. It's interesting. Yeah, and exactly. It's like they all do the same thing, the same characteristic. They show up and they're very calm and they smile and they're like, I'm here. The one that pains me is, you will see me now. And you're saying, have you left home? I say, you will see me now. Very calmly. Why? But why? Why? 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. Do you have that friend or family member or colleague that never, ever shows up early for nothing? Always is a latecomer. Even you have even gone to seek the gods on their behalf. It's still the same thing. It's okay. Today, we're allowing you the free hand to open their... in public. Say their name with your full chest. I beg you. Nothing will happen. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Ugo calling from Ikeja.
Hi, Ugo. Do you have that friend? Yeah. And what's their name?
He's not a friend. It's my sister, Gladys.
Ah, Gladys. Mm.
And her own is that she will not come like 5, 10 or 20 minutes late. She can come to your event 5 hours late.
Ah, don't cuckoo come now. What's the essence? Leave it.
Do you know, as in, is that bad that, okay, an event is for 11 o'clock. By 11, she's going to market to go buy something to cook or her soup.
Hi.
And you will call her, Gladys, it's 11 o'clock. She say you will see me there in the next 5 minutes.
Ah.
But this girl will be on her way to the market to buy something. Come back, you are calling her. She says, look at me, I'm almost there. Okay, where are you? What are you wearing? This. Hi. Oh, my God.
Gladys
can go late for Africa. 5 hours late, she's not blinking an eye.
Now, wow, Gladys. Thank you very much for calling. All of them are the same. The characteristics are almost so similar that you can actually tell that they were all brought up in the same house, but unfortunately, they're not. It's crazy, right? I think I want to do a 5-day retreat with all these latecomers. How about that? Anyway, let's go to WhatsApp. Somebody here says, Marianne, my mom-in-law's lateness has no rival. If I bring her, the organizers of that program will give me £10 million. Hey, wait. I'm not there. Thank God you didn't shy give your name. I'm not there. But mommy-in-law, why are you late? Why are you always late? What's the problem? Is it possible for you to tell me in private? Why? But just so you know, $2 million is at stake if they don't show up early. Mm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. You're my last caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from, I'm on the road, actually.
All right, Joshua. Who's that friend or family member?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of them, but one is my brother. That one, he will tell me I'm coming. Anywhere is going, he's late for church, late for everything.
Uh-uh.
You know, you say you want to hold a 5-day retreat for these people.
Mm.
If you hold a 5-day retreat, it will be the last person to come.
At least you shall come. Then we lock all of them up and do the exorcism. Yes, we have to remove that spirit from their body immediately.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. And that's it, Lagos. We have to go because Power Solution comes up in a bit with Wisdom Chap Jumbo. Like I always say, Mondays are abridged. But I'll be back tomorrow on Tuesday. Yes, very, very, very interesting bumper package for tomorrow. Don't forget, follow Nigerian 4 on all of its social media platforms on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. Like and subscribe to our YouTube. I'm Mary Ann Duke-Cohn on most of my platforms, but you could just follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo. I love you, Lagos. See you tomorrow.